In a country where aircraft maintenance is always suspect, experts warn that human error or weather cannot be ruled out in Sunday's crash of a military plane. Some reports suggest there were thunderstorms in the area at the time of the crash. Experienced pilots say the hilly terrain could be a problem for most pilots, especially during the rainy season. Air Force spokesman Emeka Ozuemena says until ongoing investigations are concluded, it will be inappropriate to guess the probable cause of the crash.
Too early to talk about the cause of the crash now. The recovery effort is still on, though we've recovered the bodies of both the dead and those who survived. But the other process of recovery is still on, so it may be too premature to talk about the cause of the crash now. An immediate investigation has been set up. Until they're finding the preliminary result of the investigation, it might be difficult to say, well, this is the immediate cause.
Nigeria has had several fatal commercial airline crashes in the past 2 years, claiming the lives of hundreds of people. Sunday's crash was the deadliest for the military since 1992, when an aircraft plunged into a creek near Lagos a few minutes after takeoff, killing nearly 200 officers on board. The authorities have taken steps to ease out the country's aging fleet of privately owned passenger planes and improve Ramshackle Airport infrastructure in the past few months. Dele Ore, a retired airline pilot and an aviation consultant in Lagos, says poor standard is still a problem in the Nigerian Air Force.
Let's face it, the standard and the regulation, the strict regulation to which the civil aircraft and the civil certification and crewing that are subjected to, the military are not subjected to that. So that when we are talking about training standard, we're talking about qualification, experience, and all that is put together, their own standard is much, much lower than civil.
Captain Ozuemena rejects the claim that standards in the Air Force are below par, arguing that Nigerian Air Force personnel are some of the best trained.
All over the world, you know that military training is of very high standard. Most of these officers who fly these airplanes have gone to the best military academies and the military flying schools all over the world. Our military officers go through the best training. And the civil aviation industry depends actually on the Air Force to replenish their pilots and their technicians. Our safety standard is of very high quality. And this will also appreciate the fact that we operate, you know, very sophisticated machines, and very fast machines and so on. You cannot compare the military pilot with the civil pilot because they do two different jobs, even though they're flying.
The crash is bound to further erode confidence in the troubled Nigerian aviation industry. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.